Impressive job by the stage crew, I just have to say. Nicely done. So, God's grace and peace be with you. So I have to tell you, starting out, I think of today's gospel text every single time I go to CDH, Central DuPage Hospital. Every time I go in there, I think about this gospel text. Because if you park in the garage and then walk to the main hospital, anybody know that corridor? With that big bamboo wall, that big wall of bamboo plants there, it looks really, really cool. I really, really like it. Although I used to think it was so cool that they had planted all this bamboo and they were doing such an impressive job taking care of it, because it looked like it was growing, you know, so well. And then one day I was walking down that hallway and I was right next to the bamboo and I looked over at it and I realized that it's bamboo, you know, the stalks are bamboo and there's holes drilled in them and there are silk leaves and plastic stems stuck into all of the holes. The whole thing is a sham. My heart was kind of broken. It looks really good though. It looks really good, and obviously it's a lot easier to take care of. But I had always been so impressed. You know, I'd walk down there and think, wow, all the oxygen, you know, being put into the air from these bamboo plants, and it's so cool. These growing things are probably home for, well, a lot of things a hospital probably doesn't want there. But it looks really good. And I think of that every time I read this text. Because that image that Jesus gives to us of the branches that dwell, that are rooted, grafted into the vine, always makes me think about that bamboo forest. Because it looks really good, but it can't nourish or nurture anybody. You know, it doesn't put oxygen back into the air. It just looks good. It's not going to die. That's cool. But it can't live either. And sometimes I think that the church needs to pay particular attention to our call from Jesus. Because Jesus calls us to bear fruit. And that is different from looking good. You know? It is a different thing to bear fruit. Not just, our call is not to look good. Our calling as the people of God is to bear fruit. And Jesus is really clear about what makes this happen. It's when we abide in him. When we are tapped into a heart that flows with life. And when we tap into that heart that flows with life, it gives us power. It gives us life. It helps us grow. It helps us produce life-giving things. And it is important that we remember that we are to abide in Jesus for this to happen. It's also important to note that Jesus doesn't call us to abide in the church. Jesus calls us to abide in him. And the things are not necessarily the same, even though they're very closely connected. Because Jesus indeed gives us the church. He gives us the fellowship of the body of Christ so that we can abide in him. He gives us strength in this gathered community. He gives us the power to abide by calling us into a community that dwells in the Word together. You know, we dive into Scripture together. We read the Bible together. We pray together. We come together in service. We come together in worship. We come together in the sacraments. And it is this gathered community. We talked about this morning in the Confirmation and Adult Forum class. We come together in this community because the community gives us strength to face a world that is filled with temptation and challenge. A community gives us strength to bear the right fruit. To bear the right fruit. And we come together in this, not because we have to, but because we are the blessing that Jesus gave to us. We are the blessing that Jesus gave to each other. And yes, it's possible to grow in Christ and to study the Word and to pray as individuals, but we also need to do it in community, as community, because there is a whole different level of nurture that takes place there for us. And so we abide in the Word in this gathered community, not just in the church, but in Jesus as the body of Jesus. And we do this, again, because our agenda here is not to look good. It's not to look good, but it is to bear fruit. To bear fruit for the sake of a world that is hungry and thirsty for something better. I was talking with our confirmation students in the past weeks about this passage in this service, and I asked them about this idea of bearing fruit. And I asked them, what is it? What kind of fruit of the Spirit? What is it you need to see more of in the world? What do you long for to see more in the world? Where are the places in the world where you need to see the good fruit that is born by the body of Christ? And they're going to share with you some of their thoughts and reflections on this. And we're drawing from the Galatians passage that lists all the fruits of the Spirit. That's also the focus of this summer's Vacation Bible School that we're doing jointly with the Congregational Church. So there's a little plug for that too. But they're drawing from the Galatians text on the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm going to ask them to come up one at a time, and they're going to share with you their reflections on where they long to see the good fruit that comes from being grounded in Jesus lived out in the world a little bit more. So to start off with gentleness, Tommy Danley is going to share with us. So I'm going to invite Tommy up to the pulpit here.
Gentleness. We need to see more gentleness in our society. People feel so much pressure at work and at school. People need second chances. When people experience gentleness, you like your job better, you try harder, and you're grateful. Yes, some people might take advantage of this, but in general, people that feel too much pressure is a bigger problem. People that feel bad because they feel too much pressure really hurts everybody.
You, Tommy. Liz Dieter is going to speak about the spiritual fruit of kindness.
Kindness. Our society is quick to anger and slow to show kindness. People don't appreciate how much others do for them. I think that part of kindness is being able to understand how others are feeling, being able to put ourselves in their shoes. God shows us kindness. When people are kind to us, it makes us want to show kindness to others. I pray that God will open your hearts and your minds to others.
Thanks, Liz. Ellie Danley is going to speak on the spiritual fruit of self-control.
There has been a lot of violence, like school shootings. People don't take responsibility for their actions, not just in the U.S., but around the world. When people keep seeing violence, it spreads. One of my confirmation friends told us about how people scratched bad words into the playground equipment at a park, and now all the little kids have to see that. Some people write things that aren't very smart and can hurt other people and themselves. People need to practice self-control about what they say and not do things like gossiping around on social media.
I was thinking maybe the White House Correspondents' Dinner should have spoken with Ellie before they aired last night. Alexis Morawski is going to speak on faithfulness.
Faithfulness. We need to practice having trust in others even when there are bad things going on. Without faith in God, people get scared. And when people get scared, they jump to conclusions and they hurt each other. When people lose faith in each other, they stop trusting each other and they break relationships. You got to have trust in God and each other or nothing's going to go right.
Thanks, Alexis. And Katie Anderson is going to speak about the spiritual fruit of joy.
People have so much peer pressure. It seems like they have less joy. It starts to tear people down. People get turned in on themselves. What brings people joy is people around them who share joy and bring a good influence. When others do that, it spreads even more joy.
And finally, Rose Fenske is going to speak on the spiritual fruit of peace.
I think it is important for people to understand that even if our political leaders don't create peace, people can still make a difference and create peace where they are. God wants us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. People who have the ability to support others need to find ways to build peace for them and not just stay focused on themselves.
Thank you. I think it is so important for us to remember that our young people have great wisdom and strength and grace to offer us. And it's helpful for us to hear again where they are longing to see the fruits that God promises to us in this world. And to remember that we have been given this gift of having this life-sustaining promise in Christ that lives in us, that dwells within us and pours forth from us into a hurting world. This world longs. It longs for every one of these gifts. And even as we try to live them out individually, we remember that together we have tremendous opportunity and grace to give into a hurting world. The body of Christ is here because the Spirit of Jesus abides in us. But more importantly, it is here as we abide in Him. And as we do that, then gifts come forth from us that we don't even realize we had. And I think we saw a little of that this morning. We continue to see the good gifts that come to us in the faith of our young people, in the faith of our elders, in the ways that we come together and encourage and support one another. So we go into the world stronger to reveal the grace and the love and the gentleness and the kindness and the peace and the joy and the self-control and the faithfulness that comes from God. Thanks be to God.